Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And we welcome all of us from the cathedral. Welcome all of you who are joining us here at your home away from home. And thank you for your presence here. And of course, always a warm welcome to all who are visiting. In a very special way to these young ladies here in the first pew who are part of the Feria de las Flores, the 62nd year. Where were you 62 years ago? Do you know? I should hope not. But all in all, they're celebrating a wonderful 62nd anniversary of such a wonderful gift of just giving to the society the way they do and teaching how to be good leaders. So we pray for you in a very special way, and what is entrusted to you to be an example of to the rest of society. And my dear family, welcoming all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, social media. Thank you for joining us and letting us come into your homes or to be with you at the hospital or nursing homes or wherever you may be this day. Please be assured always that you are in our hearts, in our prayers, and we rejoice always in the unity we are meant and always able to have through such a gift of technology. My dear family, to begin our time of celebration, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of
protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy. Bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. A man came from Baal-shalisha, bringing to Elisha, the man of God, 20 barley loaves made from the first fruits. and fresh grain in the ear. Elisha said, "Give it to the people to eat." But his servant objected, "How can I set this before 100 people?" Elisha insisted, "Give it to the people to eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat, and there shall be some left over." And when they had eaten, there was some left over, as the Lord had said. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. One body and one spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people. Be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O
Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near when Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. He said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many people?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Begin by also acknowledging in a very, very special way, which I wanted to wait till this moment, to acknowledge all of our grandparents on this Grandparent Day, which should be a grandparent week, all right? So all of you who are grandparents, thank you for such a great love. You show your grandchildren a very beautiful, unconditional love that never fails to be there. My only question is this: why do you love your grandchildren more than your children? It is a question I'm waiting to ask God when I get there, God willing. So, but it's a beautiful gift. And those of you who are grandchildren and have the blessing of your grandparents still walking with you in this journey, don't neglect the opportunity. You're not too busy. It's not impossible. Out of all the time you give to the rest of the world and your friends, you can take 25% of that or more and give it to those that will always return it to you a hundredfold in beautiful ways. It is so beautiful that God blesses us generation after generation, and for us to have the eyes to see what beautiful gifts we have. It is what entails St. Paul to share with us this day, urging you to live in a manner worthy of your call. And how do you live out your call? With great humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another. How? Through love. And striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit. How? Through the bond of peace. You are called to be a peaceful person. You are called to be a love-filled person. And how people struggle with that. I mean, the slightest little things tend to just irritate us to the point of withholding. What? Peace, love, patience. The slightest little thing. If the slightest little thing just irritates you to pieces, guess what? The problem isn't with the slight little thing. It's with you. There's something going on in here. And you got to look at that. Stop looking at someone else. The problem is right here. I have to face it. You have to face it. When all of a sudden, I can't enjoy what you're meant to enjoy. Which is what? The beauty of your life. How? In the beauty of this love and peace. And believe me, there's a lot that's testing us right now. A lot. But my dear family, there is enough in this person, meaning you, to be able to utilize it and everything God gave you to persevere. But as much as we are called to be a family of faith, we live in a society that really, really tempts us to become a people of doubt. Doubt. To doubt God, to doubt your very person, to doubt your family, to doubt your friends, to doubt your purpose. And you are never, nor am I, ever to be influenced by such a way of thinking or believing, which is not believing, it's a lack of. But in those moments, you are meant to dig deep into the very self that God created and knows, and there realize in you there is enough that He has given that has the potential and the ability to feed others. But in a world where it tries to starve us and create such a heavy thirst in our very lives, family, you and I must look towards Jesus, where everything is possible, and realize that in His teaching, His truth, there will always be enough there for you to have, to be nourished, to be satisfied and strengthened. And from that moment, go on and feed those that are still hungry. Hungry for what matters. Hungry for this love that is of God. But my dear family, if any challenge or trial or hurdle that we must jump discourages us, then who will do the feeding? How will the others come to realize more about the beauty of their life if we ourselves surrender to doubt and fear and quit, when we're not meant to? And that is why it's so important that when we hear St. Paul's beautiful words this day, if you're filled with that humility and gentleness and that patience that's in you, you will bear, you will endure out of that love, and you will strive to remain in that spirit that creates that peace in you. and the littlest and the biggest of all things will never shake you. It will never in any which way cause you to crumble, because you are firmly rooted where it matters, as am I. And that is in the Lord Jesus, in whom we place all our trust, where we can find everything that really lifts us up and strengthens us. But we got to get past that doubt, that fear, in this society that knows it well and tries to engulf all of us in it. But with God, we know all things are possible. You got to believe that. Without Him, nothing is possible except to die, and everything ends. But with Him, we know there is a passage from this world that will lead us into what is the glory. But until that moment comes, He wants us to enjoy what we have, who we have, and who we are. And it entails you believing in this person. This person that society tries to tear down daily. And tries to convince you you're not enough. Whoever told you that lie? They hear it sometimes at school, at colleges. They hear it within their own group of friends, so-called friends. Friends never tear each other down. They're always there to make sure someone's there to extend a hand to pick them up. Families, sometimes there too. How? How in the world can within the circle of family someone be torn down? No. There is where all can be shared that is of God, not of the world. That's exactly how Jesus teaches us to live. He gives the example. He says, in you there is more than enough. Notice what Philip says. You know, where can we buy enough food for them to eat? Oh, and that's Jesus saying it. He says, 200 days wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. Philip thinking like the world, even back then. And we may also be thinking the exact same way. You know, Father, you don't understand. 200 days of patience would still not work for 1 minute with my child. I know some of you think that way, perhaps. You'll never tell your son or daughter that. But guess what? There is enough. But it all depends on what you have in this person, this temple, that God calls you and me to examine every single night. Every single night, Holy Mother Church tells you and me, examine your conscience. Why? So that you don't carry over to the next day, God willing, we enter it with something you shouldn't. You leave it at the foot of the cross. And you go to bed empty of what's weighing on you, so that while you rest, the Lord is replenishing what you'll need for the next day. But it can't be replenished if there's a lot of clutter here. A lot of empty things you're carrying that you shouldn't be, that's just emptying your life. Which is why, my dear family, today the Lord reminds us, trust Him. But how can we? Not with pride. Pride will keep us away. But with humility. Humility. Not with arrogance. Arrogance will keep you away, but with gentleness. And realize what you need. And realize who's the one you need it from. You don't need it from man. Man will only give you things that cause you to get sick. Sick in doubt, in fear, in wanting to give up. In wanting to think, why bother? And what the Lord feeds you is encouragement, a will to persevere in believing in this person that he believes in. Why wouldn't he? He created you, and he created you in love. And in that beautiful moment, he promised, I will love you always and be with you always until the end of the age. And so let him, because I assure you, that is a friend who will never see you in any other way than someone worth loving, encouraging, and helping along the way. And when we realize that about him, then we will do the same as he has done for us. And then we will truly be a blessed world. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask and hear the needs we now present.
For the church, as we share the blessings we've received with those in need, multiplying our generosity through our collective work to house the homeless, support the impoverished, and feed the hungry, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of every nation may recognize the millions of people in the world who are malnourished and work together to find ways to provide food for those who cannot afford it. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For trauma doctors and nurses, paramedics and EMTs, and all first responders who care for those whose lives or health are in danger, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer due to the extreme summer heat, and for all who provide shelter and assistance to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intention of today's Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Calvin Lawson, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Rene Gonzalez, and the deceased members of the Hegelin family, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, which we mention in silence at this time, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray also for all of our grandparents who continue the earthly journey, that they always be abundantly blessed by the surrounding of family and dear ones, and for all of our grandparents now in our Father's house. For all of them, we pray to the Lord. Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so, with angels, archangels, thrones, and dominions, and all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. With faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life. Blood of Christ. Body of Christ.
ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst. Eat my flesh and drink my blood, and I will
and your us pray.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.